Here in the U.S., feelings of animosity toward China were looming large already before the pandemic. For a couple of years, tension had been building over trade, and then the coronavirus arrived. There's also the longstanding troubles of Uyghur Muslims in China, and this week the Senate is expected to consider sanctions on Chinese officials over human rights abuses against Uyghurs. Canadian activists are also calling for action by their government, but as the world's Rupa Shenoy reports, the activists say they're being targeted for speaking out.
She first saw them 9 months ago. Gloria Fung was at a rally she helped organize in front of Toronto's old City Hall. It was to show support for pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong.
Soon after we had assembled, more than 100 counter-protesters blocked our way, chanting One China.
Those counter-protesters waved Chinese flags.
They shouted insults and threats and photographed individuals as an intimidation tactic.
After that, Fung says, pro-China groups showed up in several Canadian cities, and threats increased against Canadian activists. Fung says those threats aren't random. They're part of a coordinated assault by the Chinese government to shut down criticism of its human rights record.
Beijing has launched an unprecedented attack on Canadian soil.
Fung got threatening phone calls. Her contact information appeared in pornographic ads. Another activist, Chemi Lamo, leader of Students for a Free Tibet Canada, has also been targeted on social media.
I was hit with comments like, when I see you, I will punch you, or your mom is dead.
Lamo, Fung, and a coalition of human rights groups recently released a report that documents a pattern of escalating intimidation directed by forces in China.
The Chinese government ruthlessly tries to crush all dissent and now are on a global mission to silence any criticism of their policies and brutal human rights record at large.
Alex Neve of Amnesty International Canada says few of those who are harassed bother reporting it to authorities anymore. He says that's because they always get a similar response.
We hear a variation of there's not much we can do.
The coalition of human rights groups is calling on the Canadian government to investigate and to consider sanctions. The coalition would like to see legislation that requires Canadians acting on behalf of a foreign government to register themselves. The report also recommends new regulations to protect activists on Canada's college campuses.
Governments like Canada, working with other governments, not on our own, need to be more courageous and determined about standing up to these kinds of human rights violations, including within our own borders.
Canadian officials say they'll study the report's recommendations. The Chinese government hasn't commented. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.